92.7 FM, The Drive, and sitting in on the Joe Show, at least 6 feet away.
Exactly.
South Utica Councilwoman Celeste Friend, how are you tonight?
I'm very well. Thanks, Joe.
Good. Now, unprecedented times we are living in.
Absolutely.
A lot of very nice people out of work, or at least having to wait to go back to work, and rent could be a problem. But you and Councilman Delvin Moody have put something together, a pretty good plan. Tell everybody.
Right. So Governor Cuomo, as many people are aware, Governor Cuomo instituted a 90-day moratorium on evictions, which is great. But that 90-day eviction moratorium is going to lift sooner or later, and a lot of people are going to be behind on their rent. So there were some funds that are coming into the city, and I learned about this about a week ago when our Congressman Anthony Brindisi put out a press release announcing that there were about $1.5 million of extra ESG funds coming in. And what those are is that these are grants administered by HUD, right, a federal agency, that are meant to mitigate against homelessness. So I did some research and I checked with the congressman's staff, and we can use those funds to prevent people from becoming homeless by helping them pay their rent now. Over 6 million Americans have been thrown out of work in the last month because of this pandemic. The numbers are surely much higher than that. The job losses will continue for a long time. These kinds of things take a long time to play out. And the real concern that Mr. Moody, Delvin Moody, and I had is that there are a lot of very vulnerable people out there who are not going to be able to pay their rent and who are going to be at real risk of being evicted and becoming homeless down the road. And that's bad for all of us. But it's also, in a way, kind of predictable. After the 2008 financial collapse, there was an enormous spike in homelessness here in Utica, here in Oneida County, and we want to do what we can to mitigate against that. And I think that that's actually good for everybody. It's good for the tenants to not become homeless. It's also good for their landlords. And when you think about landlords in Utica, a lot of landlords in Utica are the sort of mom and pop landlords. They own one house and then they buy a two family across the street. They rent it out and they're using that to pay their own bills. So if we can put some money into the pockets of renters to help them pay their bills, that also helps their landlords. And really it helps all of us. Then we're not dealing with a large spike in homelessness down the road. So we've put forward this thing we're calling the Rent Relief Resolution. It's coming up before the Common Council next week. And it's simply a non-binding resolution that encourages the city to use these extra funds secured by our congressman to mitigate against homelessness, to help out the most economically vulnerable people in our community.
All right. And this is not federal money. It's not going to affect your taxes.
Absolutely. This is federal money. It comes in from HUD. It's through the CARES Act. So this is the big stimulus package that was signed into law by President Trump, passed by a Republican Senate and a Democratic Congress. This is all very bipartisan. And it's this big extra stimulus package of money coming from the federal government into Utica. So it has no bearing on the city budget, has no bearing on city taxes.
Cool. All right, man. And, you know, this is your bartender. This is your hairdresser. This is, you know, this is who we're talking about.
Right. These are the people who work hard but don't make enough money to be able to sort of have a cushion. So when something like
your
this
DJ.
Strikes. Yeah, your DJ. But when something like this strikes, people get really hurt. There are a lot of people sort of living in economically precarious positions. And a lot of those people are going to be hurt by this pandemic economically. Already are being hurt by this pandemic. And we just want to sort of provide a cushion so that the most economically vulnerable members of our community aren't made homeless. I don't know how anybody can be against that.
All right. How can people get in touch with you? And we'll let you come back and keep us posted on it, okay?
I'd love that, Joe. So my email address is Celeste4Utica@gmail.com. I have a website called UticaForAllOfUs.com. And you can also, if you go to that website, Utica for All, you want to spell out for, F-O-R, UticaForAll.com. And if you go there, you can sign up for my newsletter. I send out a monthly newsletter to anybody who wants it. I have about 400 people signed up in the third ward and about 100 people signed up across the city. It's a great way to stay in touch with issues going on here in South Utica and the city in general.
All right. Well, listen, you're always welcome to come back, and good luck when this goes in front of the Common Council next week.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for the time.
All right. Corona shake where
corona
we don't
shake.
Touch hands.
And we wave our alcohol wipes at one another.
Please use our Germex. All right. We're back right after this.